You're listening to SBS News.
Divers involved in the operation to rescue 12 boys and their football coach from a Thai cave say the boys were heavily sedated to avoid anxiety as they went through the dark, narrow underwater passageways. A former Navy SEAL says some of the boys were asleep or groggy, but were breathing as they were transferred along the escape route. Each boy was strapped to one of two divers tasked with shepherding him, then bundled onto a stretcher to be carried through the dry parts. In parts of the cave where it was impossible to stand, rescuers built a complex system of pulleys to transport them out. After being brought out of the cave one by one beginning on Sunday, they were taken by helicopter about 70 kilometres to a hospital in the city of Chiang Rai to stay in quarantine. Mission commander Narongsak Osatanokon says dangerously low levels of oxygen in the cave forced authorities to act rather than waiting longer.
The lack of oxygen in the air at the time forced us to operate, racing against time. Normal people breathe at 21% oxygen level, but on that day, when we tested the oxygen level, it was only at 15%. If the oxygen went lower than 12%, it would become very serious.
Authorities at the hospital where the boys and their coach are being treated say they lost on average 2 kilograms each during their ordeal, but are generally in good health. All have received tetanus and rabies vaccinations, as well as vitamins and antibiotics. They are recovering at different stages because they arrived in 3 separate groups over the prolonged rescue operation. Hospital director Chai Wech Thanapesal says once the boys leave hospital, health checks will still continue.
In the beginning, staying in the hospital should take 7 to 10 days, which needs to be evaluated regularly. Also, there is a plan for a slow recovery at home for at least 30 days, with a need for a team of medics to follow up with physical checks.
The first images of the boys since divers found them trapped last week show them in good spirits, smiling and waving from their hospital beds. Parents of the first 8 boys freed have been able to visit them, but had to wear protective suits and stand 2 metres away as a precaution. Authorities are worried about the possibility of infections picked up in the cave. The head of the rescue mission says the extraordinary national and international effort to rescue the wild boar football team has united the world.
This unity is not only with Chiang Rai or Thailand, it's global unity. This incident was more than a life-saving mission. It's gone beyond that. It's the unity of all nationalities.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.